This is a message for Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, the clinical psychiatrist from Canada, the very well-known and prominent figure who's renowned for his conservative and traditional views and positions. Millions of Muslims took a liking to your views some years ago when your first discussion happened on Channel 4, when you refuted feminism. And since then, many Muslims have looked towards you for inspiration, as someone who perhaps represents values and beliefs that resonates with theirs. But I clocked you very quickly, Dr. Peterson, and your engagement with my brothers, Muhammad Hijab and Hamza Zorsis, where you clearly rejected the message of Islam. But not only did you reject the message of Islam, you actually demonstrated how confused and insincere you are. For someone who is known to be a man of words and language, the way you countered, what does belief mean? What do you mean by belief? What is belief and all this kind of stuff? You're an embarrassment. You're actually a laughing stock. And in fact, I believe Muslims and non-Muslims alike have given you way too much credence than what you actually deserve. In fact, I knew when you joined Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro as your governor-in-chief, I knew very well where your trajectory was going. You sent a message to Muslims trying to speak down to us whilst ignoring unequivocally the crimes of the Israeli Zionist apartheid regime. Instead, you resorted to your Judeo-Christian supremacist mindset of telling Sunni and Shia Muslims to write to each other, to get to know one of each other. Yet in this, literally days and weeks later, you entered Al-Aqsa, the third holiest site of Islam, with the presence of Israeli security forces. And no one buys your excuse, your reason that you got clearance by the Jordanians. No one cares. The fact of the matter is that you are a Zionist. You are insincere. You are not a man who holds traditional conservative values. You only hold those values when it suits your agenda. And what is your agenda? It is the advancement of the Western secular liberal Judeo-Christian supremacist values and beliefs. I'm telling you this now, Dr. Peterson. If you watch this message, the Muslims have worked you out. We've worked you out very easily, and now your true colors have been exposed. You are a Zionist. You're an apologist for an apartheid regime that has occupied the lands of the Palestinian Muslims and the Palestinian people for more than 7 decades. You're an apologist for mass murder. You're an apologist for genocide. You're an apologist for ethnic cleansing. And the Muslims will never accept the occupation of Palestine. The only thing we will accept is the liberation of Palestine to a one-state solution. And the only solution where there was any meaningful peace between the three Abrahamic faiths. And that is under a just Islamic rule. Dr. Peterson, you can no longer fool Muslims with your silver tongue of talking about masculinity and traditional values and the role of men and women in society and the contributions of men. Some of these points, sure, you may be correct at face value, but your basis, your epistemology, your ideology, your worldview is nothing like ours. Nothing. Know that the occupation of Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa is a red line for the Muslims. And as soon as you cross that red line, you're no longer a friend. You're no longer an ally. You're not even someone who sits on the fence. Because this is ultimately something between good and evil, and belief and disbelief.